happened, right? Every opinion right now starts with, where are you on the court overturning Roe v. Wade and overturning Casey, for that matter? Your immediate thoughts, sir?
Well, this is obviously a historic moment, and we still have a great deal more to learn, Tony, but I celebrate the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This is something that all of my lifetime I looked forward to being a part of, and here I am on Capitol Hill this morning. At such a, I'm overwhelmed with joy to think about the babies whose lives will be saved moving forward, and I'm glad that we live in one of the most pro-life states in the country. So now the ball is in the court of our state legislature to pass the strongest pro-life laws in the country at the state level, and I call on Governor Holcomb and our state legislators to go back to work immediately to make sure that that's done. But this is big news, great news, and we wouldn't be here today if it weren't for President Trump appointing pro-life justices, a significant decision that's only made possible because of the pro-life picks that he made on the court. So I'm also in this moment, I'm grateful that we had the most pro-life president in history in office for 4 years and an opportunity to appoint pro-life justices.
As we have been making clear, this is a conversation not about pro-life and pro-choice, but rather a conversation about the Constitution and whether or not the Constitution holds that abortion is a right, and whether or not Casey and Roe versus Wade were engaged soundly on the legal basis. But there's no doubt that the pro-life side has been for 49 years fighting this fight, and this is their reward. With the overturning of Roe v. Wade today and the overturning of Casey, and the we have been watching this idea of will we see violence? We have seen the protests at the Supreme Court justices' homes. We know that someone came from California to Maryland to attempt to. The desire was, the intention was to murder Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Have you been involved in any conversations? Have there been any congressional conversations other than some legislation passed about safety and security of the justices? And have, in your view, have there been members of Congress who have been participatory in looking the other way on violence, or maybe in your view, encouraging it?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, these Democrats have incited it. They have directly incited people to show up and protest at the homes of Supreme Court justices. And it's despicable. It's shameful, especially with their hyper-partisan focus on these sham January 6th hearings. At the same time, they're telling people to go protest Supreme Court justices. We have people showing up at their homes. And, you know, this ruling just came out just a few minutes ago before we hopped on this interview with you, Tony. I'm about to walk over to the floor of the House and cast my vote against this dangerous gun control measure. And when I do, I'm going to look out over toward the Supreme Court and see what kind of a crowd we have showing up over there. But I do fear for the safety of our Supreme Court justices, who made a historic decision, and they've already, the left is trying to pressure them to change their minds, try to influence them by protesting at their homes and threatening them. And that's shameful. That should never be allowed in this process. The Department of Justice has not fully gone after these people who have shown up. The Biden Department of Justice should be arresting people showing up illegally at the homes of these justices to try to threaten them and influence them. They haven't done that yet, and they absolutely should. But we'll see what kind of response occurs in the aftermath of this decision. But again, I just want to say that we celebrate it. It's a great day for life. And the babies who will be saved because of this decision, it goes without being saying that that's absolutely worth celebrating.